Brendan Dunn, and the name of my persuasive essay is called Access to Education. According to ourworldanddata.org, of the world's 787 million primary school-aged children, 8% do not go to school. That is 58 million children. Imagine that. All these kids probably are working really hard in jobs that pay minimum wage to help support their families. These kids probably don't have enough to go pay for a good school or live too far from any source of education. That is why we should give all the children in the world access to education. We need to give them books, pencils, and papers to write. Without proper education and instruction, all these kids will probably become illiterate adults who will fight to get basic jobs just to support themselves and probably others. According to literacy among adults in the U.S., the ability to read is very important for people to develop because it reduces the likelihood of poverty, increases the employability, and increases social inclusion, and drives people towards a more healthy life. But the ability to read and write is not that easy for everyone to get. 19% of sub-Saharan Africa do not have access to correct education. Also, a ton of immigrants coming to the United States can't learn English and other essential skills because they are scared of being brought back to their country of origin. Did you know that Immigrants in California says that immigrants make 70% of those with a high school diploma? Here in the United States, the problem we have is racism or inequality to people trying to get here for more opportunities and be free. But we make that really hard for them. Here in Blair, we have a program for immigrant students that don't speak English. The program is called International Academy. Teachers fluent in English and Spanish help students with English, math, sciences, and more. This program is really good, but sadly, it's the one of many schools. I believe that every school should have a program like this one so everyone could have access to education. To conclude, something we could do to help this problem is donate books, pencils, markers, and other supplies to beneficial organizations like Children's International. With a lot of small donations, we can help so many around the world. Also, we can spread awareness of this problem so others can help. We need more programs like the International Academy in Blair, and if you help spread awareness, this is really possible.